Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jets are boring, okay? They are mind-numbingly boring. Now, on Sundays when they play football, Sean, I like football.
Sure.
I'm a Jets fan. I find myself frustrated or entertained for 3 hours.
Yes.
But in the days around the New York Jets playing, they're a boring mess. The only thing interesting and entertaining about the New York Jets is their head coach. And so for as much as there's been hand-wringing about Aaron Glenn being secretive about the quarterback situation or being sort of douchey about the injury situation, can we at least all agree that Aaron Glenn is adding intrigue to an otherwise incredibly boring season?
He makes me laugh.
There you go.
So that's it. A baseline. Makes me laugh.
So earlier today, we all know Justin Fields has been benched for Tyrod Taylor. Once it gets reported 2 days ago, it's obvious. I found myself excited to hear how Aaron Glenn was going to explain it to us.
I expected Rich Shimini to take the podium.
Is that what you thought?
I thought maybe we would get a little play on that.
I didn't know what to expect, but here's what I knew. I found myself really interested in finding out how Aaron Glenn was going to approach it. So I want to set this up for you. Aaron Glenn takes the podium and starts talking about injuries. He just gives us updates about, this guy's healthy, this guy's hurt, this guy's not practicing, AZ Thomas is out of concussion protocol, yippity-doo-dah. Anybody have any questions? Never mentions the quarterback, and that's where we begin our proceedings.
In past weeks for strategic...
Oh, not this one, not this one. It begins with Aaron Glenn saying, what's so funny? Because we're all laughing that you haven't mentioned anything about the quarterback. Your opening statement says nothing about the quarterback. So here's Aaron Glenn, who again is the most entertaining part of this Jets season.
Why are you laughing?
The report that you're going to be quarterbacks. Are you willing to share that with us?
Yeah. Said that on Monday. Talked to both of those guys. Talked to the team on Monday. So Tyrod will be our starter.
Why did you decide to make that move?
Because I wanted to.
See, you're laughing.
It makes me laugh.
I know there are people out there that get bothered by this. I want to make this very clear about Aaron Glenn. He is being judged by wins and losses and if this team is going to improve and look competent. That's a mixed message that we could all kind of argue about how he's looked through the first 10 games as coach of the New York Jets.
Right.
This part, he's actually making entertaining. When he says, what are you laughing at? I actually started laughing. And then when he proceeds to say, because I feel like it.
Because I wanted to.
Because I wanted to. So I'm good with the decision, but I'm actually now starting to appreciate that Aaron Glenn has decided to take a boring season and at least make it mildly entertaining.
Yes, but he's lucky it's year one, obviously, because if you're losing in year two and three and acting like this, it's not as funny. It's kind of like what, can I bring things back to the Giants real quick? My issue with Jameis Winston is he's really funny until you're losing and it's your own team and your own story and it gets repetitive again.
Well, no. The winning and the losing and the competence is how we're going to judge Aaron Glenn.
Yes, but I'm saying you get beyond this year, he's still doing this in year two and three and you're losing, you're not going to be laughing.
Well, you know why we're not going to be laughing? Because in year two and year three, being 2-8 is going to be unacceptable.
Right.
In this season, a season that has become a lost year, a season that is just boring, as I said earlier, yes, of course it's very different. This isn't year two or year three. I'm talking about right now in the moment. In the moment of a boring season in which he is a rookie head coach, I'm actually glad that he's finding a way to make me laugh in the middle of November.
I cannot argue that because he's making me laugh, so I'm not going to be a hypocrite.
I heard you chuckle right away.
Because it is, it's funny. It's so stupid.
Now, the part I was very curious about was, wait a second, Aaron. Hold on a second. A few weeks ago, you wouldn't tell us who the quarterback was.
Correct.
In fact, you even hid under the guise of there's like a competitive advantage by making the opponent guess.
Yes, those opponents always shake when having to judge between Taylor and Fields.
And you mocked that, and even Tiki mocked it. But look, Aaron Glenn was at least making a point. So I appreciate that one of the Jet reporters, I think it was Rich Cimini, followed up by saying, I thought it was a strategic advantage. Why are you now telling us who the starting quarterback is? Take a listen to Aaron Glenn's answer.
In past weeks, for strategic reasons, you waited until close to game time to decide which one. Why this week did you decide to go earlier in the week?
But I told you guys before that the players already knew. You know, I just didn't tell you guys that. So there's nothing strategic about that. The guys already knew.
No, hold on a second, Aaron. Hold on a second. I remember what you said 3 weeks ago. In fact, we still have the audio of what you said 3 weeks ago. So I'm going to play you what he said a few weeks ago, and you tell me if Aaron Glenn was playing the strategic game that he's now denying he ever played. This is Aaron Glenn 3 weeks ago explaining why he wouldn't reveal who the starting quarterback was.
It was tough. Tough. I went through that in Detroit when it was Malik Willis and Jordan Love. Man, I thought LaFleur did a really good job of not saying who that quarterback was. And we had to prepare for both of those guys. So I don't see why we think this is something that hasn't been done.
I know you didn't use the word strategic, but that answer makes me think that the reason you didn't tell us 3 weeks ago is you did think it was a strategic advantage.
Right, because that's what the Packers were doing in that instance. You can say, you cannot use the word strategic, but understand the definition of it. That is strategic.
That's how I take it.
Yes, of course.
So I like Aaron. I think he's been entertaining, but I got to call you out a little bit. Like, it was strategic a few weeks ago. Why you've decided to change your tune now on November 19th, I don't really know. Maybe it is what I mentioned last week, that it was more of like a superstition thing, that while the Jets were on a winning streak, he kept playing that whole card of, I'm not going to tell you who the quarterback was. And now that they're coming off a loss, he figured, screw it, I'll just tell you who it is.
Yeah, and I also think that now as the season winds down and they got off their two-game win streak and a loss, maybe, I'm just guessing here, somebody got in Aaron Glenn's ear and said, maybe don't play hardball with the media the rest of the way.
But hold on a second. He began the press conference by playing hardball by saying, because I feel like it, or I made the decision because I want to.
But he still
isn't that still hardball?
It's his way of hardball while still acknowledging, I'm going to give you this because I'm not going to be a jerk. And they laughed. They did laugh.
Because, because you know what, Sean? It's actually kind of funny.
It's funny because it's ridiculous.
Of course it is. And look, that the thing I've learned as a fan, good or bad, when coaches at press conferences, is to remember that we're judging them based on what they're doing with this football team.
Correct.
That's it. Like, Aaron Glenn should be judged on the record, which so far is not good. He should be judged on improvements, which I thought was going well for a while until they started committing dumbass penalties last week against New England.
Yeah.
That's how we should judge him. But the third thing I wanted to know, and I'm glad someone asked, is I agree with benching Justin Fields. And there are two reasons why I think this is the right move to make. Number one, in the whole who gives you the best chance to win card, the answer is Tyrod Taylor. Justin Fields has been mostly a disaster this year. His floor is a lot lower than Tyrod Taylor. And I know that you guys may disagree about this. I'm still trying to win games. And as long as I'm trying to win games, which I think Aaron Glenn is trying to do, Tyrod Taylor gives you a better chance to win. Do you agree with that, at least?
I cannot disagree with that. I am very curious, though, if you have the same question I have, because I don't know where we're going.
Well, the second thing that I like about this move is you need to evaluate other players on this team.
Okay.
Which is why you play the better quarterback.
Yeah, including you just invested in A.D. Mitchell, John Mechie. Like, you need somebody to get these guys the balls. You figure out if you need to add wide receivers in this offseason.
And that is a big part of why this decision needed to be made. It's not as simple as who gives you the best chance to win, which I think we agree is Tyrod Taylor. It's I need to evaluate some of the players on my roster.
Even Mason Taylor.
Yes.
You need to know what you need weapon-wise here.
And it isn't fair to A.D. Mitchell and Mason Taylor and Jeremy Ruckert and every other skill position player who wants to put up their numbers and succeed. You have a better chance of succeeding with just a better quarterback in Tyrod Taylor. So those are two reasons why I think this is the right decision. But the third thing I want to know about, and I'm glad Aaron Glenn was asked, is at some point this season, and I'm not there yet, but at some point this season, I'm going to say, bleep it. They stink. They're not going anywhere. I need to evaluate Brady Cook.
Let Brady Cook.
Who's the third string quarterback. He's an undrafted rookie out of Missouri.
Correct.
Missouri or Missouri? True story.
Okay. I mean, I call Mizzou.
Mizzou?
That's what adults call the college.
That's a nickname. I'm talking about the actual name of the state. It's either Missouri or Missouri. True story.
Missouri.
Missouri are those who live in Missouri.
Really?
Yes. I've spoken to the people out there.
Have you, though?
Yeah. I almost got a job in Joplin, Missouri. I was up for a job. They offered it to me. I couldn't move. I didn't want to move to Joplin, Missouri.
What's that, Market 30?
It was like Market 80.
Oh, okay.
You have a bigger audience in the street in New York City.
Maybe that's why I turned it down. So he was asked about Brady Cook. And here's Aaron, because this is the first time I think Aaron Glenn's been asked about the WFAN Sports Talk Radio topic, which is when do you go to the undrafted rookie quarterback and see what he's got? Here's Aaron Glenn's answer.
Still developing. He's still developing. And listen, there's been a plan for him from the very beginning, and I wanted to make sure we do what's right for him. And who knows? You know, we'll see what happens as the season progresses. I'm not promising anything, but he knows exactly what his role is when it comes to this team. But I'll say right now, Tyrod is our starter.
He's going to play. That answer tells me that Brady Cook is going to start a game as quarterback of the New York Jets.
Here's what I'm curious about. Which I think would have been a better question, because we've learned this lesson a lot with NFL teams. Hell, we learned it with the New York Giants this year. The moment you make a move like this because you want to evaluate other guys and Tyrod Taylor gives you a better chance to win, you need to play the what-if game after. And the what-if game really, really does pertain to Tyrod Taylor, which is, you know, he takes another football to the ribs, gets the wind knocked out of him. We've seen him get hurt a million different ways in his career. Why not Brady Cook at quarterback number two? And let him take the
reps. Well, I think the answer is, I don't think he's ready yet. Now, how we deem
we're at Thanksgiving here.
Well, he's an undrafted rookie.
But my point is, if he's not ready now,
right.
You're interpreting that as we're going to see him play.
Oh, I definitely think we're going to see him play. That answer to me, I don't know if you read it the same way, is we're not there yet. He's not there yet, but we're going to see him play. And I think a part of that is this. Here's what I think this is related to. We talked about who gives you the best chance to win, right?
Yeah.
And that answer now is Tyrod Taylor. The backup is still Justin Fields. As inconsistent as Justin Fields has been, he would still give the Jets a better chance to win than going to a third string quarterback, an undrafted rookie who has not taken a snap yet. But there's going to come a point in this season, and I'll be specific on when. I think it's week 16 in New Orleans against the Saints, where Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji are going to say, screw it. They're going to say, all right, we've done our evaluations. We don't have a lot of wins. Let's see what this kid's got. And oh, by the way, if we lose the last three games, to your point about tanking or the kinder word Tommy's looking for, so be it. Not that you're purposely losing, but that you're at least saying, you know what, let me see what this kid's got. I don't think you do it this early because it clearly is not in the best interest of your team winning games and not in the best interest of some of those skill position players we talked about.
Yeah, I don't disagree. It's just very tough to see Tyrod Taylor, if this were to happen, which has happened a lot in his career, get hurt in a second.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Second quarter of this game, and here comes Justin Fields. It just feels very deflating to the team instead of maybe the energy. But I also agree with the idea of, look, he's an undrafted rookie for a reason. You stash him on the practice squad for a reason. It doesn't mean you have to see him this year. Otherwise, he would be a guy picked in the first three rounds. What is the point of playing him? But you want to see him week 16, you're interpreting him as playing. I would guess... I think you're wrong.
Really? You don't think he plays?
I don't think he
plays. You don't think that answer almost told you, we're not there yet, but we're going to be there at some point?
I think it's the door is open where they're intrigued by his ability, but I just look at the timing, man. Like, If you don't think he's there to at least be a backup by Thanksgiving, I have a hard time thinking in 4 weeks you think he's ready to take snaps versus.
Well, I don't think it's squarely just based on that. I think it's also they've benched Justin Fields. He's not thrilled about it. I don't think they're going to send him to the Russell Wilson route of you're the third string quarterback immediately, especially if the guy you're elevating is an undrafted rookie. So I don't think they're going to do that this early in the season. Also, you brought up something, and I hope it's not true, but it probably will be true. Tyrod Taylor's injury prone.
He is.
There's a damn good chance that whether it's this weekend in Baltimore, next weekend against Atlanta, the weekend after that against Miami, he's going to have some kind of injury. He always does. I hope he doesn't. I want him to stay healthy. I hope the guy gets another chance to play. But there's a better chance than not that he gets hurt. And so the backup's going to have to be elevated. And so I think we'll see Justin Fields again. And I think when this season is really, really over, which is week 16 or week 17, that's when they'll roll the rookie out, or as I like to call it, the, quote, maybe we have something in this guy game. Because I've gone through that a lot. Greg McElroy, maybe we got something, bro. Bryce Petty, maybe we got something, bro. Matt Sims. Maybe we got something, bro.
Do you even want that?
Yes. Yeah, I think at the very end I would want that, yes.
Okay, can I just play this out long term as long as we're here? Okay, he plays week 16 versus the Saints. Week 17 is a Buffalo?
New England, then Buffalo.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's say Brady Cook comes in and they go 2-1 and he kind of looks good, has a couple pep a step. Is that stopping you from drafting a quarterback?
Absolutely not. Not stopping me from drafting a quarterback, but it leads to the next question.
Okay.
Which is Justin Fields is done here. He may get elevated again if there's an injury like we talked about. He's not going to be on this team next year. It's over. It's donezo. So the Jets are probably going to be looking for another veteran quarterback stopgap next year. They could always bring Tyrod Taylor back, sure, but it's not going to be Justin Fields. And we'll go through it coming up in a few minutes on who that veteran may be. But if you can at least get a young player to show you some promise, he could at least be in that mix next year. Not to necessarily be the backup,
but at least be
a factor in a quarterback room that is going to look very different a year from now. There's no negative to that.
All right, I'm fine. If that's what you mean, maybe you have something here in terms of a guy who could be rostered on the NFL team to fill in games after your starter gets hurt or something.
What we're not going to do, Sean, what we're not going to do is pull a you or pull a Tommy.
I was about to say this.
And have Brady Cook be our new Jesus, okay? That's not going to happen.
I was going to tell you that. You don't want to be us.
No.
Where you're looking into a camera for no reason after a touchdown on Isaiah Hodgins going, I think we have our quarterback.
I'm putting my left hand up.
All right.
Is it your left hand or right hand that you're supposed to put up?
Right hand.
Well, I'm a lefty, so I'm going to go left hand.
No, you put both up, then you do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself about.
I'm going to put both hands up and I'm going to promise something to you, Sean, to you, Tommy, and to the audience. When Brady Cook eventually plays, no matter how good he looks, I will not be talking about him the way Tommy talked about Tommy DeVito or the way Sean talked about Tommy DeVito. And I think the quotes are, I think we have our quarterback. And in Tommy's case, he's the next Tom Brady. Like, I'm not going to do any of that.
Right,
I have more confidence in Zach Wilson than I do Justin Herbert.
There's lessons to be learned.
Out of context. So that's my promise to you.
All right. Even with his name being Brady.
Okay. Even with some of his college statistics being sort of similar to Tom Brady.
Even with him looking like Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to reevaluate that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.